New heading. Moving into Quadrant 2. If Quadrant 2 activities are clearly the heart of effective personal management, the first things we need to put first, then how do we organize and execute around those things? The first generation of time management does not even recognize the concept of priority. It gives us notes and to-do lists that we can cross off, and we feel a temporary sense of accomplishment every time we check something off. But no priority is attached to items on the list. In addition, there is no correlation between what's on the list and our ultimate values and purposes in life. We simply respond to whatever penetrates our awareness and apparently needs to be done. Many people manage from this first-generation paradigm. It's the course of least resistance. There's no pain or strain. It's fun to go with the flow. Externally imposed disciplines and schedules give people the feeling they aren't responsible for results. But first-generation managers, by definition, are not effective people. They produce very little, and their lifestyle does nothing to build their production capability. Buffeted by outside forces, they are often seen as undependable and irresponsible, and they have very little sense of control and self-esteem. Second-generation managers assume a little more control. They plan and schedule in advance, and generally are seen as more responsible because they show up when they're supposed to. But again, the activities they schedule have no priority or recognized correlation to deeper values and goals. They have few significant achievements and tend to be schedule-oriented. Third-generation managers take a significant step forward. They identify their values and set goals. They plan each day and prioritize their activities. But as I have said, this is where most of the time management field is today. But this third generation has some critical limitations. First, it limits vision. Daily planning often misses important things that can only be seen from a larger perspective. The very language, daily planning, focuses on the urgent, the now. While third-generation prioritization provides order to activity, it doesn't question the essential importance of the activity in the first place. It doesn't place the activity in the context of principles, personal mission, roles, and goals. The third-generation value-driven daily planning approach basically prioritizes the Quadrant 1 and Quadrant 3 problems and crises of the day. In addition, the third generation makes no provision for managing in a balanced way. It lacks realism, creating the tendency to overschedule the day, resulting in frustration and the desire to occasionally throw away the plan and escape to Quadrant 4. Its focus is on efficiency, which often causes a strain on relationships rather than building relationships. Because with people, slow is fast, and fast is slow. You can be efficient with things, but not with people. Have you ever tried to be efficient in a difficult issue with your spouse or a child? How did it go? While each of the three generations has recognized the value of some kind of management tool, none has produced a tool that empowers a person to live a principle-centered Quadrant 2 lifestyle. The first-generation notepads and to-do lists give us no more than a place to capture those things that penetrate our awareness so that we won't forget them. The second-generation appointment books and calendars merely provide a place to record our future commitments, so that we can be where we have agreed to be at an appropriate time. Even the third generation, with its vast array of planners and materials, focuses primarily on helping people prioritize and plan their quadrants 1 and 3 activities. Though many trainers and consultants recognize the value of quadrant 2 activities, the actual planning tools of the third generation do not facilitate organizing and executing around them. As each generation builds on those that have preceded it, the strengths and some of the tools of each of the first three generations provide elemental material for the fourth. But there is an added need for a new dimension, for the paradigm and the implementation that will empower us to move into quadrant two, to become principle-centered, and to manage ourselves to do what is truly most important.